presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 2nd of July. The COVID-19 pandemic presents a potential threat to wildlife resources in Tanzania. Hosting 20% of Africa's large mammal population, Tanzania is somewhat of a stalwart when it comes to wildlife tourism. So prominent is the industry that it's known to sustain whole rural Tanzanian areas and is valued at 17.5 to 25% of the country's GDP. As of the last quarter of 2020, while the pandemic was in full force, Tanzania's tourist numbers sank, engendering devastating knock-on financial and conservationist efforts. Effective law enforcement, land use planning and monitoring essentially came to a halt due to lack of funding during 2020 and into mid-2021. Increased unemployment and household poverty due to the closure of businesses may exacerbate wildlife crime and unsustainable activities. Additionally, contributions from donor funding organisations and development partners cannot be guaranteed as revenues are diverted to support other sectors, including health. Princess Cruises has just announced the cancellation of its Australia cruise holidays through to December of this year. This comes after so many previous cruises have already had to be cancelled. The cruise line blamed continued uncertainty regarding the timing for the resumption of cruise holidays in the region. For guests booked on a cancelled cruise, Princess will move guests to an equivalent cruise in 2022. The cruise line said its rebooking process will protect guests' 2021 fare on their replacement cruise. Erel Saint-Tropez, Chateau de la Miséricorde, a 19th century palace hotel on the outskirts of Saint-Tropez, has opened its doors for the first time under the luxury Erel brand on July 1st. Acquired in May 2019, the property has joined Erel's hotel collection and has undergone extensive renovation work over the last 2 years, with the French architect and interior designer Christopher Tolemaire overseeing the redesign. The property is Saint-Tropez's largest hotel, occupying 25 acres of glorious grounds overlooking the Côte d'Azur and Provençal countryside. Chateau de la Miséricorde is also introducing a selection of curated luxury experiences and activities for adults and families themed around the air, land and sea. Being Friday, here is our not the normal travel news. An American Airlines flight attendant has scolded passengers who verbally abused them on a US flight from Los Angeles to Charlotte because it diverted in bad weather to Raleigh. At one point, a 22-year-old male passenger called a female flight attendant a fat gorilla and hurled a vulgarity at her, according to a video posted of the event. The plane sat at the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina airport for 3 hours. After the female flight attendant told the 22-year-old passenger to put a mask on as required on planes by federal COVID mandates, the passenger hurled the insults at her. When a male attendant announced the flight would return to Raleigh if the passenger behavior didn't improve, a woman passenger sarcastically complained that the attendants were threatened to do that because they hadn't eaten. "Give them a Snickers," other passengers shouted. The flight arrived more than 12 hours after leaving LA and more than 6 hours in the air.
You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.